Heroes News today.
Well, the White House, under massive pressure, just released the other 3 million files, and it's devastating. And I broke it down in several videos I just posted at X, but I noticed the left's going crazy, saying, "We got you, Alex Jones, you're in the list." Well, I was already in the previous half 16 times. I covered it on air, being attacked for exposing Pizzagate and these pedophiles in 2016. That's right, as their enemy. I can't wait till I go through the other 3 million files. I'm about to do that right now. I'll be covering it tonight, a special podcast. So all my enemies, I was the first person to ever cover this 18 years ago, particularly Epstein. I've been exposing these operations for 32 years. I was the first to say it was Satanism and cannibalism and bloodletting and cloning. And I love how I'm so vindicated. So you're desperately trying to spin it, just putting a screenshot of the fact that I'm in them. Well, go look at where I'm in them. Go search them, the last half and the second half, and see it's me being attacked for exposing the pedophile rings and swearing that I would destroy them. God, you guys are trying to grab my victory away from me, but everybody's going to go check and find out you're lying scum. And the Democratic pro-pedo party that openly promotes pedophilia and transgenderism, like Epstein says in the files. And so now you got a big problem. Oh, so keep spinning, keep trying, and keep failing. I'll keep exposing and being a trailblazer. God bless you all. Can't wait to see what the new stuff is. Can't wait. I love having evil people as my enemy. And I love all the supporters out there that have kept me on air through all this. Even totally vindicated, and I salute you all. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And to quote John Paul Jones, "I have not yet begun to fight." It is Saturday night, February 14th, 2026, and I got a Valentine's present for all of America and the world that wants truth, and to bring down the globalist death cult. Tonight, Pam Bondi released the other 3 million total Epstein files. Still some of the names are redacted, but Congress can go in and look at all of them themselves. This is a gigantic victory. If you thought the first half was devastating, my sources in Congress and the White House say it is even far worse, exponentially, what you're about to see. Total Satanism, devil worship, genetic engineering, granting children to their stem cells. All these top Hollywood actors, all these top Democrats, senators, House members, billionaires. You saw Bondi on Thursday say, "Listen, this will bring down the stock market if we bring this out." I'm not defending her saying that. I said a year ago, the sources said Trump was told, if you release this, it will literally bring down everything. But now they try to attach it to him. He's doing the right thing. He ordered everything released. Massive pressure has been put on the president. I've put a lot of pressure on the White House, and a lot of you have as well. And Trump has never been involved. But by extension, he became part of the cover-up. And a lot of his top supporters, including myself, came out and said, "You got to stop. You got to reverse this now." But the deep state's going to pull some major crap now, okay? So just get ready. It's going to be extremely dangerous. But the files are now out as of about 2 hours ago. I'm about to do a live special podcast that I'll be posting here in the next couple hours with some special folks here in Miami. So look for that at Real Alex Jones on X as we go through all of this. But this is so huge. And again, Ludnig and others have lied to Trump, said we don't know and we didn't go to the island. Trump talked about that yesterday, said I didn't know. I was told this wasn't the case. He is, I'm told, royally pissed and is getting ready to axe a whole bunch of people in the administration that lied to him about this. Not that are really involved in any meaningful way. I'm not defending the Republicans. We've always known 99% of this was Democrats. I kept asking, why then is Trump helping cover it up? He's doing a self-inflicted wound. Hey, how you doing, brother? God bless you. God bless you, man. A lot of great. I appreciate you, brother. Hey, they just released the rest of the Epstein files.
I appreciate that. Thank you,
man. Great news.
All right.
Sure. Let's get a selfie in just a second. So I'm going to shoot a real thing real fast. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is so historic what's going down. God bless you all. It's a great Valentine's present for humanity and the victims. Let's keep pushing. Humanity's winning. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Look for more at Real Hawk Show tonight live. Stay with us. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome to InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, finally not in a place that has snow in the background. It's actually nice and warm here today. I'm in a short sleeve shirt. Nobody's looking to kill me down in this area. I'm live from Miami, Florida, which is quite a nice change. And I'm trying to get out of here anytime soon, but unfortunately, the news doesn't decide to wait for me and for me to be able to just hang out in a place that's warm. Nothing is ever really happening down here in terms of immigration raids and immigration fights in the streets. You're not seeing any of the crap that you saw in Minneapolis. You don't see that down here. Never. And why is that? It's because it's not put up with. The people here don't put up with it. The government doesn't put up with it. Go out here in the streets of Florida and try blocking traffic for your, in support of illegal child rapists and see how that works out for you. I'm going to say probably wouldn't work out very well. You'd probably be turned into a road pancake out here. But obviously, one of the things I focus on the most, probably focus on the most at this point, deportations and making sure that illegals can't vote. Those are two massive things that we got to focus on in order to, retain our country. And one of the biggest wins that we have gotten in quite a while now, guys, is this SAVE Act finally being passed through the House of Representatives. Now, they've been trying to do this for 2 years now. 2 years. This should not be, and actually is not, controversial legislation. Even look at the CNN polls. They go out and poll black people, asking them, like, do you think people should have to have ID to vote? Over 80% of them say yes. It's a no-brainer. So you're like, why is it this difficult to get this stuff passed through the House of Representatives and the Senate in particular? That's the fight that's coming up right now. You already saw Lisa Murkowski come out and say that she wasn't going to support it. And that's because Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator from Alaska, is nothing but a Nepo baby that was appointed to the U.S. Senate by her father back in, I believe, 2003. And they have ranked choice voting up there. So you're just never going to get a decent actual Republican in that seat until those rules are changed. But I do want to go into a little bit. We've got, I believe, 50 votes in the U.S. Senate, including John Thune, including Susan Collins, which is very surprising. And then we would have one more to break the tie with J.D. Vance. But Mike Lee, the one who actually introduced the bill in the U.S. Senate, sort of give a little bit of a rundown on what the next steps are here, because obviously you've got a filibuster in the way and stuff. This is the plan from here on out. Clip number 7, guys.
All right, so I'm getting a lot of questions. What's next now that we've got enough votes to get past a motion to proceed to the House passed version of the Save America Act? We've got to put all of our efforts, I encourage everyone who will listen to you. The Senate needs to invoke the talking filibuster, to enforce the talking filibuster. If senators want to debate this, if they want to filibuster it, make them work for it. Make them stand up, make them speak. If we do it this way, we can continue this progress, and I think we can get this thing done. Look, there are no guarantees here, but the only shot we've got at this is through the talking filibuster. Thanks for fighting. Keep going. We'll get it done.
And so a lot of people have been asking, okay, yeah, what's the talking filibuster versus the zombie filibuster that's currently in there right now? Now, first off, let's be very clear. The founding fathers put multiple instances in the Constitution where a two-thirds majority was needed for action to happen in Congress. They did not put the filibuster in there. That was added way later. And so this is not a... It's not like the Constitution was amended to add the filibuster into it. This is something that the Senate themselves created through arbitrary rules. They're not, it's not something that's law, nothing like that. So it can be changed with 51 votes. But you have a bunch of spineless Republicans that just, you know, they don't want to change that. But what John Thune could do, what could be the middle ground here, is forcing Democrats to stand on the floor to filibuster the entire time instead of being able to go home and sleep. That's the way that the arrangement is right now. The Democrats don't have to be there to filibuster. The lights can be off. They can go home for 2 months if they want to. And it's still technically a filibuster, which is just a ridiculously wild rule that does nothing in terms of, I mean, you see Democrats get into office, like they're not playing by these sorts of rules. As soon as they get power back in the Senate again, you know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to nuke the entire filibuster. There will be no 60-vote threshold to end debate. That's where the hang-up is. You need 60 votes to end debate, so end the filibuster, and then you need that simple majority to actually pass the law. So that's where we're at this point. We're never going to get 60 votes. The Democrats, besides John Fetterman, who for some reason, I guess he had a stroke and that cleared his mind of stupidity, or maybe he just has a renewed sense of life. Who knows what it is? But either way, he's the only one that could potentially even vote for the SAVE Act. He hasn't committed to it yet. There's a lot of pressure on him to do so. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. But Democrats aren't going to stand up on the House floor for more. I mean, they'll try. They like to do these long speeches. Cory Booker goes out there for, 24 hours at a time or something like that and just speaks and speaks and speaks and speaks. I mean, they do that for show. They're not all going to do that. They're not going to do it all the time. I mean, there's only so long they're going to be able to last out there on the Senate floor. So... The talking filibuster is a way out of it. Force that. They might be able to hold down the floor for a week, right? They'll just rotate and have a bunch of them come in and out, in and out, in and out. But eventually the American people are going to be like, okay, this is stupid. And the Democrats are going to feel the political pressure to go through. Because at the end of the day, do these arguments really work to go out there and say, oh, well, I guess you read between the lines. They're basically saying black people and women are too stupid to go out and get IDs. You know, how do women get driver's licenses? I mean, they drive. I see women on the street. Maybe they don't have driver's licenses. Is it 60 million women aren't going to be able to get an ID to go vote? And it disenfranchises black people, like Jim Crow laws. Even though, I mean, there were some relatively famous black people that we've seen use their voter IDs in clip number 9, guys.
Oh, you bet you're right. Hold on. I got my driver's license. Okay. Here you go.
Okay. Oh, you've even got Dementia Joe that was out there and was able to find his ID to go out there and vote. And the guy is literally, I mean, his brain is like pudding. So I feel like that's a bad argument. I don't think you're going to win over a lot of people by doing that. The lefty Democrats are, of course, they're going to keep parroting that talking point, but they sort of live in their own little world. And they might be able to pull some of these brain-dead loonies, like they've done pretty successfully out in places like Minneapolis and such. But at the end of the day, the majority of the country still wants to know that their vote is counted. It's not being canceled out by an illegal or by somebody that's voting 6-7 times or people that are going out and registering under other people's names to vote more than one time. It's that easy to do because you don't have to, in most of these states, you don't have to show any sort of ID to register. And that's one of the other aspects of it. You need to prove your citizenship when you register. It's not like you have to whip out a birth certificate and a passport every single time to go vote. It's a one-time registration thing. So the Democrats are, of course, lying about that, but they have a tendency to lie about just about everything. You know, after the break here, we had Hillary Clinton out there at the Munich Security Council for our conference. For some reason, I don't know who invited her, but she has been getting walked all over. We'll bring in Andrew Meyer after the break here, and you just got to watch it. You just got to watch it, guys. Stay tuned.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him, and I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio, and 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid. So your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sorta here live in Miami, Florida. It's a lot of money coming down here, guys, by the way. Just a little off topic.
Yeah, but all these, I guess they put in this, what, billionaires tax there in California.
And so all the money, all the people that have been spending, you know, huge amounts of dollars buying off politicians like Gavin Newsom and such and forcing him into office, like Mark Zuckerberg, for example. And he's up and moving down here, too. He just bought a place not too far away from here, a few hundred million dollars, because it's unsustainable out there in California at this point. And nobody's going to pay those taxes. All the money, the tax base is going to come out here to Florida. So, I mean, this place is booming now. Just wait a couple of years. But anyway, while I'm out here in Miami, Hillary Clinton, for whatever reason, is over in Munich. I saw this video of her the other day getting off of a train in Munich after flying in on a private jet. She then took a train, I guess, and then told the cameras that she was going to be there. I mean, obviously the virtue signaling thing. She didn't learn anything from 2016 at all. This was yesterday. She was on a stage on a panel. I guess she thought that everybody on the panel was just going to cede to her on every topic. But she doesn't realize the world has moved past Hillary Clinton at this point. The country has moved past Hillary Clinton. The Democrat Party has moved past Hillary Clinton. But Hillary still hasn't accepted that. And a Czech politician up on stage with her there in Munich called her out for her Trump derangement syndrome. And she went on an absolute rampage. Go ahead and roll clip number one, guys.
He has betrayed the West. He's betrayed human values. He's betrayed the NATO Charter, the Atlantic Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. A lot of what has been done before to try to make sense of how difficult it is to restrain people who want unaccountable power. And none of us in this room, including all of us on this panel, would choose to live under a regime that was so unaccountable that it could act with impunity the way that Putin does, except that's who Trump is modeling himself
I didn't think.
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it.
Well, what I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction. Reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far. Too far from the regular people,
like
too,
what?
Too far from reality. So, you know, we saw the cancel culture. We saw the woke revolution.
Yeah, so surprisingly, there are some reasonable politicians in Europe. This guy coming out there and challenging Hillary Clinton to her face. And, you know, she, again, still don't really know what she's doing out there, but she was also on this, having this panel on fundamental rights for women, which featured a man who was Tim McBride. He calls himself Sarah McBride now, a congressman that dresses up as a woman from Delaware. And I mean, this is a, it looks like a really bad SNL skit, but roll clip number four, guys.
Someone who's been involved in this work for a long time, in trying to explain and truly bring people together around issues of gender, and that's Sarah McBride, U.S. Congresswoman from the state of Delaware. You know, as a gender rights champion, and also the first openly transgender member of the United States Congress, you've been on the front lines of this fight, and you've also been on the receiving end of so many threats and attacks that come from, again, in many ways, organized efforts. So when you hear Neil talking about it from a European perspective, although he did bring us in at the end there, Sarah, how do you see it from the United States? And I want to underscore how truly effective Sarah has been in talking with her colleagues, first in the legislature, the state legislature in Delaware, now in Congress, and you have shown immense grace in the face of attacks, even from your fellow members of Congress.
Well, thank you so much for those incredibly kind words. It's an honor to be here with you, Secretary Clinton. It's an honor to be here with another trailblazer, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi. And of course, it's an honor to be here with my fellow panelists and the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, as well. Once politicians start naming other politicians in a room, it never stops. There is no question in the United States that after decades of historic progress on gender equality writ large, and specifically more recently on LGBTQ rights, that we are facing, as you mentioned, a well-organized, well-funded, right-wing, regressive movement. And they really have placed trans people at the center of that effort, but we should be clear that the consequences of this anti-trans effort, not only out of proximity, but out of intentionality, will include consequences for women of all backgrounds. Because at the end of the day, transphobia, homophobia, misogyny, and sexism are all rooted in the same prejudice. The belief that one perception at birth should dictate who you are, how you act, what you do, who you love, and how you dress. And it's why threats toward trans people are threats toward all women. Because when they use trans people as the tip of the spear, when they come after trans people, as they are doing right now, using us as a political wedge issue, using people like me, using me, as you mentioned, as a political pawn, not only are they licensing discrimination against trans people, they're sanctioning gender policing that we know in reality actually disproportionately targets non-transgender women.
Yeah, so again, I don't know what the hell she's doing. I mean, this is a joke. This is a panel. Really, out of all the women in the world that you could have picked, you pick a guy. Please run again in 2028, Hillary. Please, please, God, we're begging you to run again in 2028. Kamala, Hillary, together in the primary, or hell, even, you know what, even better, on the same ticket. Put them on the same ticket together. I'm looking forward to it. But this thing in Munich, the most annoying part about it is the fact that our U.S. senators decided to skip town, not fund DHS, and go over to Munich instead, go over to Europe and do whatever the hell they're doing over there, partaking in this nonsense. I'm sorry, I couldn't care less about what's going on in Europe. Come back here and do your job. Thune should have held them down and not let them leave until DHS was funded. But yeah, I mean, that's the absolute state of our Republican Party right now, especially in the Senate. I mean, it's a total joke. It's hard to even call it a majority. Guys, we'll be right back after this break. Might be able to get Andrew Meyer on after this. We'll see. And either way, I'll still be here. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultra methylene blue, at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person.
He looks great.
That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it. Yeah.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Obviously, a big focus of this show every single week. Usually where I'm traveling, it has to do with immigration raids and, actions against sanctuary cities on the ground, like Minneapolis and Louisiana, like New Orleans and such, which was a lot more. Louisiana, it in particular, was a lot less violent, and it was a lot more orderly than what I saw out in Minnesota. And that's for a very simple reason. It was very difficult for leftist activists to follow ICE agents around because they had to obey traffic laws. Because what would happen is if they ran a red light behind an ICE convoy, then the state police would be right there to pull them over. And that was it. It wasn't trampling on their constitutional rights or discriminating against them. You broke the law, and now you're being pulled over, and you're being cited, and some of them were even arrested for, like, driving on suspended licenses and stuff. And, I mean, that's just part of it. So, I mean, the stuff in Minnesota could have been diffused so quickly just based on enforcing traffic laws. That's all that needed to happen. Don't walk in the street. Don't block traffic. That's it. So that's why you didn't see any of this high-level stuff going on out there in Louisiana. But Tom Homan obviously has been spending a lot of time out there in Minnesota, Minneapolis in particular, taking over the operation out there. And he's been pretty vocal about a lot of things. And now that we've got this, obviously the SAVE Act is like top priority, still got to get it through the Senate. But another priority that a lot of people have, and hell, credit where credit is due, this is Lindsey Graham's bill to end sanctuary cities that he's introduced in the U.S. Senate. I mean, I am definitely not a big fan of Lady G, but I can be a fan of this bill. That's for damn sure. And here's Tom Homan talking about this bill. He's on Fox, like pushing pretty hard to try to get this bill through and signed into law as quickly as possible. Clip number 13, guys.
It shouldn't be a partisan issue that you arrest public safety threats in the safety and security of a jail. Releasing public safety threats back in the public is just stupid. And I've been arguing this for years. And I hope Congress takes action on sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. It makes sense. If you think about it, even the argument I hear, well, victims and witnesses of crime that are in the country legally want to feel safe to come to law enforcement and to report those crimes without fearing that this law enforcement agency is working with ICE. That's a bunch of crap. Because victims and witnesses of crime don't want the bad guy released in the neighborhood either. It's ridiculous. We want access to the person that you chose, the local jurisdiction chose, to lock in a jail cell. And we have that cooperation here now. It's the right thing to do, and it makes this community safer. This community is safer because we arrested 4,000 illegal aliens, and it's over 4,000 illegal aliens here, many of them public safety threat, not all of them. As I said, we're going to force immigration law, but this community is much safer because of President Trump's leadership and the men and women standing on this stage.
Yeah, so Tom Homan pulled some other strings out there, and we'll get into that in just a second, but again, this is another thing that is not controversial for regular Americans. It's just a lot of them that have been terrorized, a lot of regular Jews that are just terrorized into speaking out about it because they're afraid of being canceled or fired from their jobs. Because obviously the radical left is getting increasingly violent. And I mean, you see the videos all the time of like reporters like myself go out on the streets of Minneapolis and such, and we get assaulted, we get robbed, we get all this stuff, and then nothing ever happens to these people. And all that does is send a message to other radical leftists that, hey, I can do the same thing. But it is not a controversial move in the United States or really anywhere in the world that illegal violent rapists, child rapists, you name it, walking the streets of any community, people want them out. People want them out. The vast majority of people want illegals in general out of this country. If you take the illegals out of the polls, which a lot of these polls don't do, they don't differentiate based on whether or not you're supposed to be here when they call you and try to poll you. It's the vast majority of Americans. The vast majority of Americans want illegals out of the country. But going now, and you're seeing that there are still sheriffs and counties in Minnesota that will just release these violent criminals out on the streets after they've been arrested and charged with, you know, rape and other heinous crimes and not tell ICE about it, is mind-blowing to me. So what Tom Homan has done is he has set up a system, a rapid response system out there in Minnesota, that when they get, when they see somebody either post bond or is very, very close to being released, they can look and see what sort of judge is on the case, because it's pretty easy to tell what kind of judge is going to let somebody like this out of jail. They just show up in the parking lot and pick them up on the way out. And they're not going to tell anybody beforehand that they're doing it. They're just going to be there. And there's nothing that anybody can do about it. There's nothing that the sheriff can do about it. There's nothing the judge can do about it. You might have a federal judge that might try to step in and, you know, release them and stuff. And that's a constant ongoing battle that the feds are facing all across the country. But the worrying thing, the thing that I have personally, this is me speaking from a standpoint of seeing this stuff on the ground, watching it all across the country at this point. I have spent so many weeks, countless nights in hotel rooms in countless cities across the country watching these immigration operations. I'm still worried that the terrorists are going to win this battle because politics, a lot of times, is driven off of poll numbers. And then when you see these polls come out from Reuters and such, where they don't tell you exactly who they polled or what methodologies they use, that say that Americans aren't satisfied with the job that ICE was doing. That was one of the ways that they worded it. People are not satisfied with the job that ICE is doing. And that can go two ways. You could have Republicans that are looking at it and being like, no, the numbers are way too low. I'm not satisfied. So the answer is no. And then you'll have people on the left that they just hate everything about ICE in general. So, of course, they're going to say no. So now you get two people saying no for two different reasons, and it skews the polls. It's part of the reasons that a lot of these polls are, they are done and they are sanctioned for political reasons to try to put political pressure on politicians. So I'm really hoping that's not going to work on the Trump White House. I am worried that, especially with midterms coming up, that they will be especially vulnerable to that. But again, deportations, especially mass deportations, running on that platform is the reason that Trump won by a significant margin. One of the many reasons, but that was the main issue in 2024. So I would argue that it's possible that we could lose the midterms just based on the fact that if it looks like we are pulling back and people get the feeling that we didn't fulfill that or aren't even really trying to fulfill that campaign promise at this point, what reason are people going to go out to the polls and vote in the midterms? I don't know. It's a lot tougher to get Republicans out because, conservatives have jobs, things to do during the day. And they're not being bussed to the polls by liberal groups and bribed and such. And we're going to get into that more on the voter fraud front. A lot of things are happening, not just with the FBI, but also HSI. And out there in Colorado, Arizona, two places right now that HSI is digging into. We'll get into that right after the break.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. And the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFK's on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible, and they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it.
and I got to get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks, but I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimate Ethylene Blue, thealexandshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, like, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't gonna serve dog to people. They're not gonna come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Integrity and borders, two things the Democrats are vehemently against. And it's something that we've been fighting for lots of years now, especially since 2020. And it looks like, look, a lot of people don't really trust the FBI, right? It doesn't matter if you like Ash Patel or not. You've still got a hell of a lot of rot in the FBI. You can't always trust that just because an investigation has been ordered that it's going to be followed through by these run-of-the-mill agents and the deep staters that are in charge of certain field offices and... there's definitely a battle for control at the FBI right now. As we know, it's been around for a long time, and it's been compromised for quite a long time by radical leftists and deep staters and such. So we're seeing HSI, which is a lesser known and very, relatively speaking anyway, it's a much newer agency that is based in the Department of Homeland Security. So it's Homeland Security Investigations. That's what HSI stands for. And they're going out to places like Colorado and Arizona. And it's freaking out people like Jenna Griswold, if you remember who that is, the Secretary of State of Colorado, who you'll see in just a minute. She has, what I say, SSRIs. It just looks like she's demented. You can look at a person and usually tell, you know, you see those eyes that certain Democrats have, and you just know they're, you know, moons or demons or compromise, whatever you want to say. And she's throwing a fit right now while Tina Peters still sits in prison out there in Colorado. She's fuming over President Trump investigating voter fraud and the push for the push for voter ID out there. And we all know why they're doing it. But here she is yesterday screaming about it. Clip number two, guys.
The president does not get to decide how American elections are ran. He has tried through executive order to put his thumb on elections, and we will continue to stop him, just like we did with the prior executive order. We have seen him escalate his attacks on American democracy. Just in the last month, not only did he say he planned to nationalize elections, or maybe, heck, we don't even need elections. They raided the Georgia Fulton County Elections Office based on conspiracies. and tried to coerce Minnesota into handing over voter data with the threat of ICE. So this administration is doing everything it can to undermine American elections. Democratic secretaries of state and myself, we're going to hold the line, and Americans will be able to make their voices heard in the 26th elections in November.
So it doesn't stop with what I've just laid out.
So the thing is here, she's talking about being undermined and such. What's being undermined is the rampant voter fraud and corruption that goes on in states out there. I mean, you see, like I said earlier before, Tina Peters has been sitting in a Colorado prison for quite a while, being assaulted, being forced into solitary. And there's, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Trump should pardon her. There's a difference here. Trump can pardon her, yes. He may have actually already done that. I'm thinking that he may have already done it. But it doesn't really make a difference at this point, though, because she is in state custody. She's in state custody. So he can't pardon for a state crime. Meanwhile, Jenna Griswold is free. She's still on TV spewing this nonsense. Feels like she's just untouchable. She's feeling less untouchable now with HSI coming in there and investigating this stuff. But if you remember, she's the one that was leaking voting machine passwords. And nothing was ever done to her about it. Nothing. This is not stuff that we should be, like, obviously she's not a credible source on any of this stuff either about election integrity. I mean, that's probably one of the last people I want to hear about election integrity from. But she's defending the corruption that she's had to cover up and bury for the past several years and has so far gotten away with. But that could be coming to an end. She won't get state charges ever, but she could very well be charged federally. And I guess we'll see if that works out here. But you have seen Kristi Noem, not personally in Colorado just yet, but she was out in Arizona, out there ramping up as HSI ramps up their investigation into voter fraud out there. Clip number 11, guys.
You offered a couple of examples from Kansas, Maryland, mm-hmm. and Iowa and such. Can you offer us any good examples of this kind of fraud in Arizona?
Oh, I'm sure there's many of them, but we want to make sure that we talked about several of them this morning at our roundtable that we had. We talked about individuals that may be registered to vote in this state but truly live in another state. I understand that you have mobile homes and boats on lakes that individuals may have as their voter registration address, but not necessarily that is where they live. They live in another state, such as California or on the East Coast. Those kind of situations are things that your county officials should be bringing forward and be asking your Secretary of State for the opportunity to take off the voter rolls if they shouldn't be there.
Yeah, and this is common sense, obviously. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. I mean, the Democrats know it, too. That's why they have to come up, saying that black people are too stupid to get IDs in order to argue against it. That's why I think the filibuster on the Senate floor will be particularly entertaining if they're forced to actually talk rather than just hide like they normally do during these filibusters. And there was just the other day, Todd Lyons, the director of ICE, was sitting there in a Senate hearing being questioned by Democrats. I believe this one was Alyssa Slotkin, a senator from Michigan. She was attempting to get him under oath to pledge not to have ICE agents at the polls out there in any state, really, but in particular, Michigan. Like, why is that a hill that they're willing to die on? You know, she says that it's voters are intimidated to go out there when there are ICE agents around and such. Like, why would voters be intimidated? Which voters are intimidated, Alyssa? Which voters are intimidated by ICE agents? Because it sure as hell shouldn't be American voters or Americans that are voting, you know, one time using their actual identity. Honestly, I think that entire thing, the more they push against having ICE agents at the polls, the more I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should have ICE agents at the polls. I mean, seriously, if they think that that's that big of a deal, clearly something's going on there. Put a bunch of ICE agents at the polls. Have them surrounding the polling stations in places like Los Angeles and Minneapolis. You might see a big shift in elections that way, just based on the fact that, you know, if they're going to terrorize actual Americans into staying home and not going to vote because they've been so brainwashed that they think that the immigration authorities are going to take U.S. citizens born to U.S. citizen parents in the United States here legally, people that have never even left the country before. If they genuinely have these people convinced that they're going to be arrested by ICE, obviously they're Democrat voters to begin with, and it'll backfire tremendously on the Democrats. But that's their own fault. It's from all their BS rhetoric. So either way, I find it to be a win-win. You know, real people that are paying attention that aren't easily brainwashed by Democrat talking points and rhetoric, they have no problem going to go out to the polls. Even if there's an ICE agent standing there, they have nothing to worry about. I mean, I don't know why I have to say this, but, you know, I do. I'm sure everybody watching understands this, but pretty wild stuff that we're dealing with on a daily basis. And they're getting increasingly militant about the SAVE Act as well. You've seen a lot of hard lefties chalk up what happened in Minnesota as a win, right? They're taunting it as a win. They've sort of proven a concept that this organization they have, these signal chats, these groups, these operatives all across the country, that they're able to rapidly deploy on a moment's notice. It worked. It really did. I mean, regardless of what you think of, of course, I hate it. But I'm being honest with you. I saw it on the... I was getting this mention before 99% of the rest of the world was, even people that are paying close attention. And these activists were beating me to crime scenes with tons and tons of material that they were handing out to other activists that were showing up later. It's just, it's crazy. It's very organized and needs to be defunded and stopped. I could rant on and on about that all day, but I appreciate you guys joining me here on this Sunday on the InfoWars Sunday Briefing, live from Miami, Florida. I'll probably be somewhere much colder next week, unfortunately, but we'll be back here again, same time next week, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Central. Have a great Sunday.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theologyshowstore.com.